Right now it is time for the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Nack. Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys. Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com. On the web, ladies and gentlemen, let us bring them in from, I do believe, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Florida, right?
It is Florida.
I have my voice back, so watch out.
I hear that. How did you ever get him to get his voice back, Tim? Because he wouldn't stop talking the other day.
I know. It was difficult. I had to tell him to wait, stop. So, yeah, he finally listened because he had to speak on Friday.
There you go.
So I said, you're not going to be able to speak, so let's go.
Well, it's good to hear your voice back, Greg.
Thank you. and will you be my Valentine? Do you remember those as kids, those cute little Valentines? You used to get a whole pack of them for like 99 cents, and you would get them for your
those
whole class.
Cards.
You'd sign them out.
I remember
sign them and give them out to everybody.
Valentine's cards and the Valentine's candy that you would put in and stuff like that. And I didn't mind, handing out the Valentine's candy and the cards and stuff, but I always hated it, and I feel sorry now when I think about my mother, because not only did she do it for me and for my brother Mark and for my sister Milan, and I don't think Mitchell ever really cared, so I don't think she did it for Mitchell, but she had to get them all ready for all of us to send off to school and stuff like that. But I do like the candies. I did like the candies as a kid that had the little notes on them and stuff like that. I used to like to suck on them until the notes were gone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a collector, when I first started collecting things, it actually all started from when I was cleaning my mom's attic out after I got back from the Army. She was cleaning the attic out, and she said, if you want any of your stuff that I've saved, get it now. So I was going through the stuff, and I found throngs of those cute little Valentines, all signed by me about, that I got when I was in grade school. And I thought, oh, these are really cool. So I hung on to them. And then when eBay came out, I did start collecting some of, I bought some that were unsigned so that I could start sending them out. In the first couple of years I did. And then, I thought, okay, I'm done. But if you go on eBay right now, the number of Valentines, vintage Valentines that are up for sale, there are 17,947 results for vintage Valentines available on eBay. So it's a little late, not for this year, but for those of you who collect, that they have some really fantastic vintage
Valentines. There's a lot of them out there.
I never thought I collected Valentine's cards. Not that I ever received many, to be honest with you.
That's why I wanted to collect them, because I didn't receive. I gave out a lot, but I didn't receive too many.
Kindergarten through fourth grade, I think, is the high time to receive the cards. And supposedly when you're like 17, 18, and 19, but I can tell you, I received none during those periods.
right.
Zero.
Well, yeah.
You have to understand, too, that some of these older Valentine cards, like it dates back to the 1880s, early 1900s, they were very elaborately die-cut and just really these large automobiles and big hearts and these starry-eyed children and the starry-eyed lovers. And it's really very whimsical, very romantic, fun, and they're fun. So they're larger cards than what I know I remember as a kid from handing out those little cards. So there is some artistry that goes into it. And to have them all intact also is a premium for collectors.
All right. I think one Valentine's, do you remember that book Madonna came out with? The picture book, the erotic picture book. I forget.
Oh, yeah.
I know that one year, I know I received that as a joke on Valentine's Day. Somebody got it for me as a joke on Valentine's Day.
Well, do you still have that? Is it sealed? Because that's like $500.
No. It went the way of the dodo bird.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm trying here.
I know.
We
I never.
Do have a,
I never saved anything.
Greg did find a fun story though. Greg, do you want to share that fun story about the Bouviers?
Oh yes, you know who the Beals were? Edie Beal, Edith Beal and her daughter Edith Beal, little Edie. Little Edie. They were Bouviers. Yeah, Grey Gardens on the movie Long Island. Grey Gardens. And it's a true story. They were first cousins. They were related to Jackie Bouvier before she was a Kennedy, and they lived on Long Island, and they became famous because the house that they lived in at that time became just overgrown and filled with hundreds of cats, and it was just a disaster. And they were always in court with the police out there because of the sanitation and all of that. And they just eventually had to move out. And little Edie moved to Florida finally, and she passed away several years ago. And in the news, there was a lawsuit filed over a teenage Jackie Onassis portrait, family portrait, that they say was stolen. I use air quotes stolen from Grey Gardens, but then it just came up and it's someone purchased it, but no one, and they purchased it originally from an art gallery. And so of course one of the children of little Edie Bouvier Beal is his name, and he was actually his father's name was actually Bouvier Beal as well, and that was Edie's brother. And the portrait was supposedly stolen. And so now with this lawsuit, what's the very first question you ask? Do you have a police report? And of course, there was no police report filed. So now it's in the courts, and if the painting was stolen, the person who bought it, who is a reputable art dealer, has an impeccable provenance on it before he bought it, because he said that he wouldn't risk his reputation just on a painting. So, and he's not listing who his seller was. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he's going to have to be compelled to release that at some point, because New York law prohibits the buyer from getting, or any buyer from getting, title from a thief. So the burden is on him to show that it has good title. So that's kind of where it's at this point. So, and it's a portrait of the 19-year-old Jacqueline Bouvier before she married John, 2 years before she married John Kennedy. So it's an interesting story that we're going to have to follow.
A little saga. Well, Greg, you mentioned this earlier. How do we know that they didn't just sell it just to get some money?
Well, and that was the question. The very first question I had after I read this article was, because they were virtually destitute, and Jackie Kennedy actually did give them some money to help fix up a little bit of the house. So I said, well, how do we know that little Edie or big Edie didn't actually sell the painting to get money to
buy? See, I was just thinking, haven't you ever had what used to be referred to as a poor relation? I mean, that whole, I'm trying to be diplomatic, help. That whole dynamic was complicated, to say the least.
Oh yeah.
Although yeah, it's made a Broadway musical, it's made the book Broadway. I like what
the HBO movie is really great.
And unfortunately, Jackie Onassis at the time was crucified for not helping them more. Well, she did help them a certain amount.
One of the reasons, though.
My question was, how do we know, and does anyone know that the Beals did not actually sell this to buy cat food? Because they, if you know anything about the story, there were hundreds of cats.
There's no way of. Very bluntly, and again, this might not be diplomatic, but nobody was there, so I mean, except for them. But there is absolutely no way of knowing that, and there's absolutely no way of knowing what really happened because it's because nobody was there. And one of the
who's going to make money on this lawsuit? The lawyers. So it's going to keep going through court until somebody makes a decision, a judge makes a decision. And I can't honestly believe, like you, Jill, I cannot honestly believe that it's going to go anywhere. It just can't. There's just no proof.
Yep. And so, the principals are no longer with us. And more to the point.
And all the cats are gone.
All
the cats are gone.
And the house is even sold.
Right.
Yes. And by the way, the people who did buy it, just a little note here, there are pictures of the house after it was purchased and completely renovated and fixed up. And it's really a lovely, lovely property out on Long Island. So, that being said, these things seem to keep coming back. So it's almost as though that old saying, history is repeating itself. So it's not over until it's over. And it's really never over in this case, I don't think. So this is going to be going on for a while, and we'll keep you in the loop as to what happens. Because I found this to be a rather interesting story, because I'm absolutely captivated by the Beals. I don't know why, but I am.
The cats.
Sorry.
It's the cat.
I'm captivated, not captivated.
How could you not be captivated right. by Big Edie and Little Edie in a very dodgy Big Edie, Little Edie in a hoarding situation? How could that not be captivating?
Well, it is, but you know, it's you know, just as we, it's like that old saying, that old line from the Godfather movie 2, where Al Pacino says, "Just when I thought I was out, they sucked me back in." So we thought this was all over and done with, and now here we are back again, like 10 years later. So we have to follow this story. It is absolutely a must follow. So. And what was the other thing, Tim, we were going to talk about? Oh, I know. Something, yes, you were going to talk about, shall
Titanic
we say,
fork.
Let's say
no.
Bitcoin.
No, it was the fork. Somebody had contacted us with a Tiffany fork and said that it's worth all this money because of the provenance. And they send us the provenance, and it's about a woman. It belonged to a woman who survived the Titanic and was rescued by the Carpathia and all of that. And I said, well, and they thought that this fork was worth, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars, whatever. And I said, well, did she carry this fork with her on the Titanic and then stave off the school of squid to save children that got on the Carpathia? Because then, yes, perhaps that fork would then have that much value. But I mean, just it's a sterling Tiffany fork is what it is. So.
Well,
we're doing
a little background. They were well-to-do. The people, they incidentally, their last name was Brown, and we're not talking about
Unsinkable Molly.
The Unsinkable. Yeah, this was another Brown, and they were well-to-do, and they were in the first. They were traveling in first class on the Titanic. But this silverware they had before,
right?
I mean, it's engraved with their initials. So she just happened to be on the Titanic and happened to be rescued. And after she passed away in 1928, apparently the family folklore just kept getting
more
and more.
Somehow,
the tail got taller. So
somehow I'm sitting here thinking the Titanic is sinking and someone's saying,
the oh, fork, let me take the silver.
Fork. Get the fork.
Like, grab the fork.
Yeah, that's honey, grab the fork.
That came out of my mouth, Marshall. When Tim told me the story, I said, well, what'd she do, run back and get the fork?
You've heard of honey, grab the kids? Honey, grab the fork.
Yeah, honey, grab the fork. The fork. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This
no, you really can't. But also, as the family lore gets more and more, shall we say, extensive, it's pretty incredible.
I can't say that if they were on the Titanic and they wanted a memento of that night and they knew they were going to get off, you know, I could see on the way out, grab a Titanic fork. You know,
well,
and
this definitely was not a Titanic.
Yeah,
fork.
I mean, I could see that. You know,
the patterns totally.
But I could I could see something like that because you want to. It's a memory of that. But to say get one of our forks, I mean, the last thing in the world.
I'm guessing because if people use their own forks or travel with their own plate, which they used to do.
I would have said grab one of the deck chairs for Christ's sake.
Rearrange it. It was probably in her.
Floats.
It was probably in if she survived the Titanic, if she was on the Titanic and survived the Titanic, then right. She probably had it with whatever, you know, it was in her bag. She survived with her bag. Amazing.
Well, that's if.
With one fork? Oh, come on.
That's a lot of ifs.
I mean, that's an awful lot of ifs.
I'm trying.
But I know.
She probably was so excited that she survived that when she got home, they had a fabulous meal and put out the best silver. And this was probably, they pulled it out of the silver chest at home.
Significantly more likely.
Yeah. So, these are the things that this kind of folklore is the
bane of your existence.
Yes.
And this came from. Actually, we're out of time. And this came from my trek to the end of the world to find the so and so and the this and the that.
Well, at least we got some love into this. We got the Titanic into it, and we got a fork into it. So
then we stuck a fork in it because it was done.
Well, just very quickly, tomorrow night we are doing an event. Since it is Valentine's Day, we're doing an event at the Breakers on Palm Beach for the. It's called the Heart Ball for the
American Heart Association. Yes,
and they do it every year. It doesn't matter what day of the week it falls on, as long as it's on Valentine's Day every year. And it's the largest fundraising event on the island every year. It's one of our favorite events to do, and we're really excited to do it again.
Be a part of it. So,
yeah,
we'll have fun in it.
We will.
Hey, will you guys be my Valentine?
Absolutely.
You'll be ours.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. And happy Mardi Gras, Carnival. It's over after tonight.
That's right.
We're going to do later.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All right. We'll speak
to you. Valentine's Day, the first day of Lent. Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday. Oi.
All right. Oi. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. We'll speak to you next
happy
week.
Happy Valentine's, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk next week.
Jim Luke, Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys of Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This.